The day after Christmas 2020. Welcome, PSMCOR. You know, we've seen a lot this year. We've fought hard as people, as men and women. Individually, we've done our own thing to sustain, to survive. Collectively, it hasn't come together as we expected or we supposed. But I say to you today, wherever you find yourself, it's not too late. You see, for every year that has passed and everything that has gone by, we've always had the opportunity to turn around. And that, my friend, is one thing that we all can do. We can repent. Throughout it all, you should have seen the errors of your way. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. Maybe there's a silver lining in the way that you're going. But if you find yourself at a place of perplexity today, a place of confusion, a place of kind of being a little disoriented, you don't have to, you know, come down too hard on yourself. I just want you to recognize yourself. I want you to see where you are. And that is upon those things that I would imagine that you would start to consider some of the moves you've made, some of the changes that, if possible, you'd go back and make. And as you take time right now, wherever you are, it doesn't matter your level of education, your social status, your economical influence, it doesn't matter. But wherever you are in life, you look at yourself and you be honest with yourself today. You ask yourself one question. Have I been honest with me? You see, the more you question yourself, the more honest you will be. There is no bigger lie than a person can tell than tell him or herself that lie. An illusion is only an illusion if we accept it. But the faster we get off of that will, the more fulfilling life will be, the more satisfying to yourself and to your creator life will be. See, repentance is not a religious object. It wasn't put here by mere man. It was an opportunity God gave to man to start over again. It's just that man refuses to lay hold on it. It was an opportunity given since the dawn of time. When God asked Adam, "What have you done?" He asked the woman, "What have you done?" And she says, "It was the serpent, he beguiled me, and I did eat." God is not interested in the blame game. God is not interested in passing the book. But when she admitted the truth, "It was the serpent, and he did beguile me," God focused his judgment on the one who was the center of the problem. It was the serpent, it was not the woman, and it was not the man. So he said, "Curse the serpent." 2020. You can curse that serpent in your life today. Just making up your mind in your own self. You don't have to tell anyone. You don't have to communicate that thought with anyone. Communicate it with yourself. Just be true to who you are. And you will find men and women that are just like you, hungry, desirous to be one with their creator. And the only way to be one with your creator is to first be one with yourself. And that's what we'll say 2020, as the streets change, as the attitude of men and women change, as individuals change, as we walk around in the roles and the uniforms that they've placed on us throughout life. They've tempered us. They have tempered us. And they have proven over and over again that we are creatures of learned behavior, but yet we are an ignorant creature. We limit ourselves. We limit the things that God has prepared for us. by our captors' willingness to allow us to learn. And it happened once again, as it always did down through history. Religion has once again delivered the masses to the slaughter. Religion, on one point, the lust of power on the other, and the greed of mankind. And I guess it all falls into play. It all becomes it becomes clear that they're all intertwined with one another. And that's why we are where we are today. Some are tempered for the slaughter. Some will continually feast at the table of the slaughter. Some will provide the slaughter. But whatever it is, we all have gone astray like sheep with no shepherd, no pastor. Can we stand with David? And as we sum up things that are going on in our lives today, can we stand with David? Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. David could say that because of a true statement, no truer than ever before. The Lord who does not dwell in time, the Lord who is not bound by our mere limitations, of a true statement said, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep know my voice. A stranger, my sheep will not follow. A stranger, my sheep will not listen to. Do you know who you are today, this 2020? Do you need to be reminded? Well, you can always be reminded at an altar of repentance. That altar of repentance can be in your living room. It can be in your home, anywhere. But it's where you get you back to the Creator. It's where you get you back to the Creator. 2020, where are we? Where are you? Let's take a look. You make the change. And this is that real, you just heard me spit. But you make the change. Thank you.